which came first, shitty rave music or the drugs? I wonder if it was just these non-music fuckheads who are, you know, sitting in their house one day and they dicked around on the Macintosh, they go... White label 12 and send it to the clubs. Wow, man, you're brilliant. We'll put you on the cover of NME. You're fucking genius, man. You're fucking genius. Oh, wow, it's jungle, trance, hip-hop, fucking shit music. So you make music that shitty and everyone sits around and goes, God, this sucks. No, no, take these drugs. Drugs. Play the record again.
We'll be right back. Oh, my God.